Tomorrow's News Today.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Something to you. I am obsessed with geopolitics, history, military history. This is all I do obsessively, literally 18 hours a day. I went to bed at midnight last night studying. I couldn't sleep. 3:30 a.m. I got up and studied until my 9-year-old woke up at like 8 a.m. and then I hung out with her a few hours, worked out, and then went right back to work. Okay. This is what I do. I submerge myself in this. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, May 17th, 2026 transmission. We have drones blowing up a nuclear reactor in the United Arab Emirates. It's on fire right now. Could be a new Chernobyl. Could be a new Fukushima. We have the Russians saying they shot down 556 drones of over 1,000 that came in. Apartment buildings, government buildings leveled. These are huge drones. Just absolute devastation. We can roll some of the B-roll right now. Just insane, okay? Then you have Israel's biggest missile factory that produces a whole bunch of their missiles, but mainly their interceptor missiles. Giant mushroom clouds seen from 20 miles away, blown up. Iran took credit for that. So Israel's got mushroom clouds, their biggest missile factory blown up. The UAE has a nuclear reactor on fire still as we speak. We have Russia blasted with the biggest attack, they're saying, in the last 4.5 years of this war. And then we have the Pentagon coming out this morning and saying, red alert, Cuba is planning to launch drone attacks on Florida and on U.S. ships in the Caribbean with no evidence. And again, I'm not a fan of Cuba. I understand taking down Venezuela. I understand the oil blockade. I wish they'd fall. They got total riots going on, no fuel, no toilet paper. I mean, Cuba can't, you know, basically get anything done right now. But Operation Northwoods was a plan to stage terror attacks in America and blame it on Cuba, to go to war with Cuba and the Soviet Union in 61. Dwight D. Eisenhower fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, L.O. Limitzer, and his other members of the Joint Chiefs like Curtis LeMay. This is Northwoods, ladies and gentlemen. The United States in 1898, when William McKinley launched the Spanish-American War, we became an empire at that point, took over all the islands and coaling stations so our ships could control the Pacific. Then that led to World War II. They staged the Maine. Everybody was told to get off the ship. They blew the ship up, said the Spanish did it, and that war happened in Havana Harbor. This is the same story. So what I've been saying for months, if they're getting ready to go into Cuba, get ready for the false flag. Do you think Cuba is going to launch drone attacks on the United States while they're in meetings with Ratcliffe, the head of the CIA, basically preparing to give up, just like Venezuela did? And then the U.S. just put the vice president, communist lady, in charge and said, forget elections? That's why I'm against this regime change. I want to get rid of communists, but don't get rid of them and put them back in charge. So this is absolutely cuckoo town. And we are here. And then you've got the U.S. farmers saying that they don't have half the fertilizer they need. The diesel's exploded. We are better off than most countries. We are screwed, though. And then you've got inflation exploding off the charts. Trump has the lowest approval rating of any president in modern history. And he continues to double down. And then we've got all the other news. The referendum in Kentucky with Massey. And Israel putting in now $20-plus million, $3 million in the last 4 days, a foreign power against him, all because he is against all foreign aid, just like Rand Paul is and Ron Paul was before. We've got all of that information and huge AI developments and so much more and masses of people marching against the tyranny of Keir Starmer. He's reportedly in the UK about to resign. We've got all that. But the old globalist order is coming to an end. All these powerful forces are jockeying for control right now. And this is such a dangerous moment. But overhead shot, please. Look at these headlines. And I say every sector of every one of these issues. That's how I can tell you the compendium of what's happening and what's accurate and what's not. Iran just launched a major drone attack and set a nuclear power plant on fire in United Arab Emirates. F around, find out, coming soon. Fox reports Trump's preparing massive strikes on Iran. Others look at the online flight sheets that track all the planes by their transponders and say record numbers of U.S. aircraft are leaving C-130s galaxies because they just dumped off masses of weapons. I can confirm masses of planes leaving is to get more bombs. It is not because Trump is back down. I can assure you of that, as some are saying. So the war is about to go back into full scale, and Iran knows that, so they just hit Israel's biggest missile production facility. They've taken credit for that. They've said we were not the ones that hit the UAE's nuclear reactor. The UAE has put out a statement, I'll show it to you, saying we tracked the radar. It didn't come out of the Houthis. It didn't come out of Hezbollah in Lebanon. It didn't come out of Iran. They said it came out of the direction of a very powerful organization and group in the Middle East. They didn't name names. But who stands to blow up a nuclear reactor and have a huge mushroom cloud and then, oh, Iran did it, and now everybody gets mad and goes to full war? You can see who benefits from that. Unbelievable. So this is what we're dealing with here, and this is the escalation of war, the escalation ladder. Rubio said last week, just make it back where it was before the war started, open the Strait of Hormuz, Iran, and this will all go back to normal. But it's not going back to normal because you're not making a deal that does that. You can say, well, are you for the Iranians? No, I'm for reality. I said 76 days ago, on March 1st, this would fail because I had the Pentagon's own report, which I'm an expert on. I already said the same thing they said before I saw the report, and it was accurate, and the CIA's report was accurate. The mullahs aren't going to fall, 90-plus percent chance for over a year. They'll close the strait. That will create a global depression, and here we are. And now the Iranians have taken study of that and said, we'll close the Strait of Malacca right there by China and that key island chain with Singapore. And Trump came back from China with nothing. Oh, major announcement, announced some Boeing aircraft or something. I don't want Trump to fail. I want him to succeed, but I'm not going to lie to you about how Israel, for its own interest, started the war on February 28th. We came in hours later in the middle of the night on March 1st, and I said on that Saturday show what would happen, and now here we are. Unbelievable. Americans facing highest Memorial Day gas prices on record. Farmers grow desperate as fertilizer and energy costs grow. The WHO's trying to launch the hintavirus hysteria. That hasn't worked so far. The head of the WHO responded to me 2 days ago publicly, but a bizarre statement I'll get to. Now they've declared an emergency with Ebola spreading in the Congo and other areas, saying you better give us our world treaty. Meanwhile, they're admitting the UN is on the verge of collapse because they can't get funding from nation states, particularly the U.S., something good that President Trump has done. They're also fear-mongering that a giant asteroid's coming very close to the Earth, between the Earth and the Moon. I mean, just, it's like in V for Vendetta when the corrupt government's in trouble. It goes, I want total fear, riots, asteroids, bioweapons, everything. That's a movie based on how governments act. We're living in a reality. So we're not in Kansas anymore, boys and girls. That's all I can tell you. And I am just blown away right now, because this is moving so fast. The definition of a world war is major powers allied with each other against other major powers that are allied, and major conflicts in multiple parts of the world with large casualties and economic crises. We are in a new world war. Call it whatever you want. World War III, World War IV, World War whatever. Academically, the Pentagon calls it World War IV. The Cold War was World War III. But the national media has a big joke. Oh, Jones, World War III never happened. Why is it World War IV? You aren't an academic, or you're lying to the people, which I know you're actually a dumbass. We're in World War IV. We've been in it for over 2 years, but now it is accelerating up the RAND Corporation and Pentagon war game threat escalatory ladder that you heard Rubio talk about. And he said, don't escalate anymore. You'll commit us total war. Just stop now. But then we won't make a deal with them, so they can't. They're cornered. This has all been war game by the Pentagon, Rubio. But Trump didn't listen to the Pentagon or the 17 intelligence agencies. He listened to Netanyahu and the Mossad 80 to 81 days ago. That's when that report came out. That's all confirmed. Even the IDF told Trump, no, you're going to get regime change. Don't do it. But he did it. We've heard about all the victories and how we've won and how we've had regime change and all this, how many boats we sunk, all this crap. It's a war of attrition. So, just in, Iran just launched a major drone attack and set a nuclear power plant on fire in the United Arab Emirates. And, oh, Trump's going to get you. Here's the Fox News report on that. I have over 100 clips here. And then just go dovetail right into, I already play 32, go right into 31. Jesse Waters reports Trump ready for another round of strikes. Oh, yeah, they're ready. They're reloaded and ready to go. And Israel was trying to get all those defense missiles done, but that just got blown up last night. And so that's where we are right now. I'll play these clips. Here they are.
Yeah, Chief Foreign Correspondent Trey Yinks is live